Okay. Have you done it? Think you've done it.
Well, upstairs out of the shield. Downstairs, I'll call you short. Bye.
Hi. Again, we've won the battle, at least temporarily, with the Webex. This shiur is dedicated in honor of Rabbi Bravender, with whom I had the honor and benefit of learning at Yeshivat HaMiftar 95 to 96. This was sent to us from by Yitzmas. Yitzmas, I remember very well, was a student in the yeshiva. And I hope you don't think that this means that I have kind of kicked the bucket or something. You have to make a note of that. No kick the bucket, or not yet kicked the bucket. Anyway, I want to talk about Noach. Now everybody knows about Noach. Everybody loves Noach. You know, if you go to the Gan, any Gan, or you go to a cheder, or you go to a school, they're all teaching the children about Noah, and they all love it. They all love it. There were floors in the Teva and the Ark, the people up on this floor and the animals on that floor, and they make them and they do them and they show them, and they love it. They love it. But we are a little bit troubled by the story. And so we want to look into certain things. One is that I want you to remember that in Perek Vav Pasuk Tet, you see it? You should see it. Just one second. Okay, here it is. Here it is. Where is it? Eile told us Noach. Noach ish tzaddik, tamim haya b'dorotav, et Elohim itzalech Noach. Eile toldos Noach. These are the generations of Noach. And then the Gemara, the Chumash says, Noach ish tzaddik. Rashi, Eile toldos Noach, Noach ish tzaddik. What does Rashi say? O il v'izkiru siper v'izkiro siper v'shvacho. Eile told Noach, there's a mention of Noach. So it's, according to Rashi, common that when you mention somebody, you say something nice about them. It's just so the something nice was Noach ish tzaddik. Shenemar, and this is, there's a proof text to what Rashi is saying, and that is Zecher tzaddik livracha. Zecher tzaddik, when you mention the tzaddik, it's always livracha, and here we're talking about a tzaddik, that's Noach, and so we say something nice about him. Noach is tzaddik. Eile toldot Noach. Noach is tzaddik. However, Rashi doesn't tell us what exactly the nature of his righteousness was. Zecher tzaddik livracha. Okay, great. Davar Acher, as she says, Davar Acher, you see it, Lilamedcha, in order to teach us. Sheikar told that they handshall tzaddikim, maasim tovim. They tell us that a tzaddik, when you talk about a tzaddik, and you say, what is it that the tzaddikim left us? What did they give us? Oh, they gave us ma'asim tovim. But again, we're kind of missing what these Ma'asim Tovim were. I mean, why would the Torah not be willing to tell us why Noach was called a tzaddik? But apparently the Torah is not willing to tell us. Bedorotav, tzaddik haya bedorotav. You see, bedorotav means in his generation. His generation. Yesh mi rabotenu doshim oto lishvach. There are amongst the Rabbanim who interpret the psukim of the Torah, there are those who say that this is l'shvach, that this is in praise of him. Tzadik haya bedorotav, in his generation, right? Kol yesh rabbeinu doshim oto l'shvach. There are those who think that this statement is in praise of Noah. Kol shekein, how does it come to be in praise of Noah? Haya b'dor tzadikim, haya tzadik yoter. If he lived at a time when there were other tzadikim, righteous people, haya tzadik yoter, he would be considered to be a greater tzadik. V'yeshedor shivoto legnai. There are those who find it to be less than complimentary, something unacceptable about Noach. Lefi doro haya tzaddik, he could be called a tzaddik in his generation, where everybody was a bad guy. Ilo yabedoro shel Abraham, if he lived at the time of Avram Avinu, lo haya nechshav liklum, he would not be considered righteous at all. So with this Rashi, this one line of Rashi, we have a whole new vision of Noah. First of all, we don't know if he's really a tzaddik or not. We don't know. Maybe the reason that the Torah doesn't tell us about his tzidkut is because it wasn't real. It wasn't something that had to be told. Maybe. But in any event, Rashi has forever left us with this idea. That we don't know. We don't know. I mean, a tzaddik, to call somebody a tzaddik, that sounds like absolute good. That's something that we should be able to kind of put our fingers on. And the Torah, after all, says, Noach ish tzaddik. Along comes Rashi, and Rashi tells us, so I look at the sources, I see some Rabbanim who think that this is complimentary, and others who think that it's not complimentary. So Noach becomes, right at the beginning, right before he builds the Teva, before he builds the Ark, before he goes into the stormy weather, just to the background story. Who is Noach? Rashi says, I don't know. I don't know. Because Rashi doesn't say one of them is right and one of them is wrong. Rashi doesn't say Eila told us Noach is tzaddik. Of course he's a tzaddik. He doesn't say that. He says, we don't know. We don't know. In other words, the Torah, according to Rashi, wants us to be in doubt about this personality. And the reason that Rashi wants us to be in doubt is stated clearly in the next part of the Rashi. Rashi says, Et Elokim Italech Noach. You see it? Et Elokim Italech Noach. Ubavraham Omer. Rashi says, when it comes to describing Avraham, it says, Hitalech lefanai. He goes before me. Right? Asher hitalachti lefanav, which I went before him. Noach haya tzarich sa'ad letomcho. Rashi. Right? Rashi says that Noach needed support to go with God. Abel Abraham haya mitchazek u'mahalech b'tzidko me'elav. Rashi is sort of like telling us about the word hitalech. Et ha'elokim hitalech Noach. Noach went with God. Now that sounds like a big compliment to me. Along comes Rashi and says, Et ha'elokim hitalech Noach. He went with God. Why did he go with God? Because he was shaky. He was not, you know, so perfectly confident. Abraham omer, but Abraham, with Abraham, it says, Italech lefanai. God said to Abraham, you can go first. You go before me. Because you're the important person in the story. You're the person who is creating something in the world. Abraham. So even so, not only is he not a tzaddik, but we've answered another question. How come the world, the created world, didn't start from Noach? Why didn't Noach receive a promise from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Why didn't Noach do what he was supposed to do as the creator of the world? That's what Rashi says, right? You see the Rashi? See the Rashi. Rashi says, well, it was Rashi has successfully made Noach into a unclear personality on the one hand, and less impressive than Avram Avinu on the other hand. Nothing is mentioned in the Chumash about Avram Avinu and Noach. What connection they have with each other? There's another 10 generations that have to pass between Noach and Avram Avinu. Why did Rashi go out of his way to tell us that Elohim italech Noach? Okay, maybe that's a strange idea, that Elohim italech Noach, but it sounds good. It sounds positive. It sounds like Noach is a good person, an important person. Rashi says no. I told you that the story of Noach is divided into two parts. The story of Noach until he builds the ark and there's a flood and the flood comes to that, that's one part. And then after they all go out of the ark back into the world, that's the second part of the story. So the second part of the story, I just want one pasuk. Breishit Perik Chet Pasuk Aleph, you see it? Vayizkor Elokim et Noach. How does the second part of the story begin? It begins with those words, Vayizkor Elokim et Noach. Now we know that we say psukim of zichronot, psukim that conjure up memories. Right? We say malchiot, kingships, zichronot and shofarot. Shofarot are blasts of the shofar. Psukim refer to the blast of the shofar. One of the psukim of zichronot on Rosh Hashanah is this pasuk. Vayizkor Elokim et Noach. So Vayizkor Elokim et Noach, Rashi says, Ze Hashem, midat hadin hu. Ze Hashem, this name for God is din, is judgment. V'nevcha l'midat rachamim al yedei tfilat ha-tzadikim. And somehow it can be turned into mercy, even though it's by its nature din, al yedei tefilat tzadikim, the prayer of the righteous, v'rishatan shel rishaim, and the wickedness of the wicked, hofechet midat rachamim lemidat adin. Rachamim lemidat adin. Shneemar vayar Hashem ki rabba ra'ata adam. God saw that there was a lot of evil in the world. A lot of evil in the world. Vayom Hashem emchem. God said, I'll wipe them out. Vahu shem midat rachamim. So what I think that Rashi is saying is, what is this word vayizkor? Why say vayizkor l'kibit Noach, that God remembered Noah? God doesn't remember things. It's not as though it's forgotten or it's remembered. I mean, God does what God does. Certainly in the Chumash, why does he say vayizkor l'kibit Noach? He remembered Noah. The Rashi is saying that something happened. Something happened, and what happened was that the change from din to rachamim, from a harsh judgment to a merciful one, can now happen because of the actions of the righteous. And he doesn't say that that's what Noach is doing. But I think that's what Rashi means. It was Noach, somehow, who had enough strength of personality in order to change Elohim din to rachamim. That's what Rashi says. You see, Rashi says in the first wide line, "Vayomer Hashem emche." Vehu Hashem emche. Right? It's like the wrong words should have been Elokim. Vehu shem midat rachamim. Vehu shem midat rachamim. He's called him at Noach. Mazachar lahem lebeimot. Okay, Rashi is a different question. But you understand that Rashi is sort of saying that what happened is the world is created, Breshit Bara Elokim. Elokim is din. A world created with a din could not be supported. It couldn't last. Because the din is too harsh. Any din without rachamim cannot be supported. That was the learning that Noach was able to teach us. And so Rashi says, again, Rashi says, if I look here, Vayizkor Elokim Hashem midat din hu. Rashi looks at the name, Elokim, and Elokim says, is midas adin, and midas adin means harsh, precise, right on line. V'nehefcha l'midat rachamim. And it changes from din to rachamim. Aidei tefilat tzadikim, with the tzadikim who pray for the mercy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'rishatan shel reshaim. And on the other hand, Rashi wants to add that the wickedness of the wicked, hofechet midat rachamim midat adin, changes yutkei vovkei rachamim into Elokim din, Shenemar, whatever it's Shenemar. So that means that what had to change in the makeup of the world, was the original concept was that the world would be created by din, and the people who are involved were not able to live up to that standard. They're not able to live up to that standard. So you might say that from this Rashi, there's an attempt to explain something about the new world and how important Noah was in that new world. The new world was that there was a kind of a pliability. There was some kind of possibility of things changing. That you were born into a world of Elohim, but you could change it into a world of Rachamim. This was not possible in the world of Adam HaRishon, the first man, Chava, the first woman, and if you had Cain and Hevel and the snake, right? They were all judged perfectly. They were all judged precisely. But now there was something new. It was something new that was led by Noah, actually, that there could be a change, even though you lived for a while within the din, but you were not able to support that kind of lifestyle. So things changed, and you became a Rachamim addict, and that's how it went back and forth. You're always trying to get the better, and you can't always get the better. And that's what Vayizkor. Vayizkor is an active verb. God did something. Vayizkor Elohim et Noach doesn't mean that Elohim remembered Noach, but Elohim enabled Noach to live with Din and Rachamim. With Din and Rachamim. So we understand. We understand that the activity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu vis-a-vis Noach produced an essential change in the world. And that essential change was comparable to a new creation. The world was recreated. And we know that the second Pasuk in the Torah, the first Pasuk, Bereshit bara Elokim et haShamayim ve'et haAretz, that God created heavens and earth, but before the creation of heavens and earth, that everything was covered with water, and that the creation, one of the ways of looking at creation is to say that creation was the distinction between different types of property, right? There was water here and no water there. That was the change, right? That's why the second change in the way the world was created, the world of Noah, the second change took place also with the water covering up the world. The water covers up the world. The world is uncreated. There's no distinctions. There's no dry land. And that's creation. That's what we are looking for. So for Noah, the flood covered up the world and brought him back to the beginning of the world, where he became the beginner of the new world. And that new world, according to Rashi, was the ability to change din to rachamim. The ability that we now had to demand mercy, and that we would often be able to do so. We would often be able to do so. Okay? Vadra atadam vayom Hashem. Okay. Now, there's one more point I would like to make. In the last week's parasha in Bereshit, there are these 10 generations between Noah, between Adam HaRishon and Noah. We get to Noah through Lemech. He Lemech Shtaim Ushvanim Shana, Ma'at Shana. Lemech lived to be 182 years. By Yolid Ben, And he had a son. He, Noach, had a son. He, Lemech, had a son. I'm sorry. He had a son. Vayikra Shemo Noach. What do you say? Lemech, by the way, was the son of Methuselah, who is known for long life, for his long life. Vayikra Shemo Noach, Lemor. Why Noach? Ze yinachameinu mimaaseh umitzavon yadeinu. This will grant us nechama, right? Consolation. Mimaaseinu, from our deeds, from our actions. Mitzavon yadeinu, from the tiredness caused by working, hard work. Adama min ha'adama asher eira Hashem. And that comes, that hard work and that difficulty comes from the Adama, from the earth, asher eira Hashem, that God has cursed. Pasuk lamed aleph is by he kol yimei lemech shibim sheva b'shibim shana u'shva mot shana. Ayamot, he lived a long time. 777. Vahi Noach ben Chamesh Meot Shana, and Noach was only 500 years old. Vayolid Noach et Shem, et Cham, et Yafet. And he had three sons, Shem and Cham and Yafet. So let's try to understand what Vayikra Shmo Noach might mean. Lemor. Ze yinachameinu mimaaseinu. We will be consoled by him. Mimaaseinu mitzvon yadeinu. Rashi. Vayoled ben. Why does it say about this Vayolid Ben, that he gave birth to a son? It's like an add-on here. See the pasuk of Chet. Vayhi lemach shtayim shmonim shana umaat shana, when he was 182 years old, he had a son. Vayolid Ben. Why did the Torah say Vayolid Ben? You see the Pasuk Lamed Bet, Vayhi Noach ben Chamesh Meot Shana, Noach. Vayoled Noach et Shem et Cham et Yafet. That's the way it usually is. But it's only by Lemech that it says Vayoled Ben. He gave birth to a son. I mean, you could just say, they only list sons. Why say Vayoled Ben? Rashi says, Shemimenu Nivne HaOlam. Like, why did the Torah say that? Why did the Torah say, Vayoled Ben? Because his son was special. The son of Noach. The son of Lemech was special. Vayoled Ben, he gave birth to a Ben. Shemimenu nivne ha'olam. Now let's look at Zeyinachameinu, Rashi. Rashi says, Enach mimenu et itzvein yadenu. Will feel less oppressed, less the difficulty in life will be modified. Ad shelo banoach, what does that mean? How is he going to make you feel better? Work hard and you won't feel it somehow. Ad shelo banoach, until Noach came into the world, lo haya lahem klei machareisha. They had no clay machareisha. The word escapes me. Who hechin lahem? He prepared these tools for agriculture. Vaitaha aretz motziya kotzim v'dardarim kishezorim chitim. And the Torah what happened after Adam HaRishon, things were planted, but they didn't always turn out. They didn't grow as they should grow. Mikilato shel Adam HaRishon. The klala of Adam HaRishon. The curse that was given to first man, b'yimei Noach, nacha, zeu yinachameinu. The curse was that things would not turn out. You plant something and it doesn't grow, or you plant something and something else grows. It's much more difficult than you thought. It's much more difficult than anybody thought. So Noach is already designated as Zayin HaChameinu. Not because of the Teva. Not because of the Ark. Not because he would be the father of the world, so to speak. As Rashi says, Vayoled ben, shemimenu nivne ha'olam. The world, the entire world, is going to be rebuilt by the son of Lamech. So we would think that meant that there would be an ark. Everybody be in the ark. After the flood ends, the world will be rebuilt by the people in the ark. Who made the ark? Noach made the ark. Rashi, no, Rashi's not willing to do that. Not really to go in that direction. He says that Noah did something else. He didn't create the new world. That's why he's called Elohim et Noah. God remembered, and that was the creation of the new world. The transfer of Din to Rachamim. But here Rashi says, Noach, remember, he's not such a great tzaddik. And we don't know if he's a great tzaddik. We don't know what he is really, his value is, what he managed to do in the world. We know that he created a certain kind of connection to God, a sacrifice. Just like Cain and Hevel did, but they were not. He was not able to impose his ideology on his children. And if you're not able to impose your ideology on your children, you can't create a nation. And so Noach was not Avraham Avinu. Does Avraham Avinu not only have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but he had a relationship with his son, with Yitzchak. And that relationship, Avraham to Yitzchak, is what created the world. That created the world. Noach was a confusing personality. He may have had righteousness in him. But as you know, you get to the end of the parasha, he was not able to impose that righteousness onto his own children. And therefore, he couldn't be Avraham Avinu. And even though the Rashi says it in somewhat of a different way, Rashi says that the nechama that Noah brought into the world was a physical nechama. Tools, agricultural tools, made it easier for them to work, made it easier for them to live with the curse that HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed upon them. But it did not change the world that was created enough. Wasn't enough. It was just more of the same. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was willing to allow the Rachamim to overwhelm the Din, and vice versa. But that wasn't good enough. It wasn't good enough. And so clearly Rashi says, not like Avram Avinu. Noach, he may have been a tzaddik, he may have been, but he was not like Avram Avinu. Noach had to be supported as he walked with God. Avram Avinu walked before God and didn't need that support. I would add one more thing. One more thing, I think we said at the beginning, that Noach didn't speak. He lost the ability to speak in conversation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Noach didn't speak to God. But to remember that Adam HaRishon and Chava and Cain and Cain, the snake, they all talked in conversation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Conversation is a very high level of intimacy. It means I can talk to you, you could talk to me, and we can express ourselves. That is something that didn't exist for Noah before the flood, and didn't really exist for Noah after the flood either. And so they were like in the world. It was no longer obvious that you could have a conversation with a Kodesh Bo. All the best.
Rabbi, quick question if you have a moment.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you. Just a gorgeous lecture. I just have a question, because the first person we read about in Bereishit walking with God is Hanoch. So I'm wondering where he fits in terms of walking with God, or maybe as a description of a tzaddik, a characteristic of a tzaddik. Can you relate Hanoch to Noach?
It's a good question. Maybe if you come next year, I'll do it.
Thank you, Rabbi.
All the best. Be well.
Thank you.